Villagers have celebrated tea at local festivals that date to millennia. In the past 100 years, regional and national tea celebrations gained momentum, driven primarily by corporate marketers. A decade ago, the idea of a global day of recognition with a different message took hold. Joydeep Phukan, who directs the Toklai Tea Research Center in Assam, was tasked by the FAO's Intergovernmental Group on Tea to convince the United Nations General Assembly to focus on producers, creating awareness and appreciation for the small growers responsible for most of the world's tea. That took 5 years. Then the real work began. In 2019, when he learned of the General Assembly vote in favor of International Tea Day, Phukan challenged the industry to, quote, "Now that we have a dedicated day for tea, we need to do interesting things around the day to reposition tea as the most preferred beverage in the world," end quote. Today, you see that commitment passionately on display. There are virtual festivals, seminars, and academic presentations, an all-day SOFA summit to hear the voices of origin, and the YouTube series Around the World in 80 Teas, a marvelous virtual visit to the tea lands narrated by Will Battle and Dr. Sharon Hall, who directs the UK Tea and Infusions Association. The UN organized a presentation on sustainability and a panel discussion. In Argentina, Misiones tea growers are presenting a Spanish language tea conference. In Sri Lanka, the focus is on marketing. In China, the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Affairs is hosting the Hangzhou Tea Expo, the largest face-to-face tea expo in China since the pandemic. If you love tea, please promote and participate in these activities, either live or over the weekend since most are recorded. Today is a glorious day. Let's all share in the tea industry's 10-year overnight success. Visit the Tea Biz blog for event schedules and registration links. Business Insight. Tea Biz presents Behind the Headlines, a 15-minute YouTube presentation by Dan Bolton describing four trends that shape today's news. The video is available in English and Spanish. Assam forbids tea workers to isolate at home. The situation has worsened in Assam to the point that workers who test positive, many of whom are mothers and grandmothers, must quarantine outside their home until they recover. The practice is controversial, but necessitated by the fact that entire families have perished on the return of infected workers. Assam Health Minister Kesab Mahanta announced that, quote, "In the tea gardens, we have taken a tough stance on isolation of the positive patients. No one will be allowed to avail home isolation in the tea gardens," end quote. Workers that do not require hospitalization must remain in COVID care centers where they are provided food and medicine. The vaccination rate remains low, in part because many are unable to navigate the COWIN online registration system. Registration is mandatory for all those 18 years and older. During the past year, Assam counted fewer than 1,000 deaths, but there were more than 500 cases in Dibrugarh this week. There were more than 6,000 cases reported May 19th, and the seven-day average is more than 5,000. Deaths are approaching 2,500. India recorded the highest COVID one-day fatality rate of any country this week. There are now 26 million active cases with almost 300,000 deaths officially recorded, a tally that is likely an undercount. Tea growers in Nepal faced a formidable combination of wet weather, expensive fertilizer, high transport costs, a shortage of labor, infestations of leaf curl and black tip that led to declines of as much as 40% last year compared to 2019. In 2021, drought is the big concern. Harvest totals for the first flush are half that of 2020. New leaves did not sprout on schedule due to drought conditions that lasted from December until February. The Kathmandu Post writes that, unlike last year, the price of CTC, that's cut tear curl teas, is 200 Nepal rupees per kilo, well below highs of 360 Nepal rupees last year. Nepal is also seeing a replay of last year's COVID-19 crisis. Nepal reported 9,198 new confirmed cases on Monday, which is a 3,000% increase from last month. The positivity rate is averaging 45% with 174 deaths per day in a country of around 30 million people. Business Insight. Nepal Tea founder Nishal Banskota, who manages the family's Nepal Tea garden remotely from New York, writes that, along with the health crisis, the small farmers in the agricultural sector face even longer-term impact to their crops, which are being wasted due to lockdowns and lack of market access. The farmers that were just hoping to recoup their losses from last year's crisis are yet again faced with challenges to produce and sell their crops. The tea farmers find themselves in the same situation where they might not be able to harvest their most productive second flush due to rise in cases. Business Insight. Visit the TBiz blog for information about relief services that will assist the tea community in Nepal. Shizuoka, Japan's picturesque and most productive tea prefecture since 1959, may soon have to relinquish that title to Kagoshima, according to data released by Japan's Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry, and Fisheries. Acreage under tea and green leaf output has slowly declined since the 1980s in Shizuoka, which produced 25,200 metric tons of unprocessed tea leaves in 2019. The total is 34% of Japan's total production. The 2019 crop, the 2019 crop, was valued at 25.1 billion yen, about 230 million U.S. dollars. Kagoshima growers, who harvested only 2,700 metric tons in 1959, by 2019 were recording 25.2 billion in sales. The prefecture harvested nearly the same amount of tea on 7,970 hectares compared to Shizuoka's 13,700 hectares. The reason is that Kagoshima invested heavily in mechanized harvesting equipment, which is now used on 97.5% of the prefecture's farms. Due to steeper slopes and smaller plots, only 65.8% of Shizuoka's tea is mechanically harvested. Arvinda Antharaman in Bengaluru reports on this week's tea auction prices.